Foster care youth are often less likely to continue education beyond high school, but there are several programs in Pennsylvania that aim to provide support and close that gap. WHYY's Violet Comber-Willen has more.
Local and state programs for foster youth provide everything from tuition waivers to help at the beginning of the college application process. Cinda Clyde is the program director for fostering college attachment at ILEAD. She said programs like hers can help students understand and complete the application process, which otherwise can present challenges.
That bridge from high school graduation or diploma attainment to actually enrolling in a school it's a long bridge.
There are also programs at up to 20 Pennsylvania colleges that provide continuing support for current or former foster youth. And there is further research and training being done to support higher ed success and outcomes for foster youth around the state. For Billy Penn, I'm Violet Comber-Weiland, WHYY News.
Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman this morning called for Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to be fired. That comes after hundreds of protesters marched through the cold, snowy streets of the city from City Hall to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Field Office in Chinatown Monday. They called for ICE to get out of cities, including Philadelphia. Tamora Comrie helped organize the protests with the Philadelphia Party of Socialism and Liberation.
We're just here to show that we're not going to let this stand, that the people of the United States are opposed to this kind of brutal police violence. And if Trump and the state are going to double down and use repressive measures, that's only going to spur us on even more. And we'll stay in the streets until we get justice.
Cameron also says he's outraged that federal agents shot and killed Renee Good and Alex Pretty in Minneapolis. 20 degrees with a few clouds in Philadelphia, wind chill of +6.